Manager Hahn told the city council Monday night that another round of talks with a federal mediator had been delayed.
We were supposed to meet, probably we were going to meet this week on mediation, but I think due to some family issues with some of the memberships, they weren't able to attend this week. Some things got kind of messed up, so they weren't able to do that.
Hahn hoped to reschedule in the next couple of weeks. However, according to Hahn, there's also a complication with the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. That's the agency that sends the mediator to Petersburg for the contract talks.
They have imposed a moratorium on travel unless a strike is imminent. And in too many people's comments, it's strike is not truly imminent. But it's kind of interesting that they put a moratorium on travel on the very entity that's helped to work this thing out. But we'll see how that pans out. I've had calls in to the mediator to better understand that issue, but it's going to be now a couple more weeks before we probably get to another mediation session to try one more time to work things out.
The stalled negotiations have come up at numerous city council meetings since the city and the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association first came to a tense impasse over wages and benefits early this year. Monday night was no exception. Retired city worker Ray Peterson addressed Mayor Al Dwyer and the city council earlier in the meeting. Peterson raised a point that union supporters and members have also noted in previous meetings. That's the fact that the city had agreed to a wage increase for employees with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers this year, yet it had not been willing to do so for the PMEA.
I don't think the council and the city manager are being fair to the employees. You give IBEW a nice raise. Just because they got millions of dollars in their account, I think you're setting precedent for other city employees to get a raise also. I've also been told by Mr. Dwyer one time that we have to pay these guys to keep them here. Well, we had one guy quit a couple months ago. It didn't take long to replace him.
The PMEA represents about 70 city workers. Union and city representatives had their last meeting in July for an initial round of talks with the federal mediator present, but they did not reach an agreement. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.